Welcome to the Tech for Business podcast, powered by the expertise of CIT. We're here to show you how technology transforms the business landscape. Each episode, we deliver insights from industry leaders, spotlight key tech trends, and provide actionable strategies to grow and protect your business. From tackling cybersecurity challenges to exploring the future of workspaces and navigating AI ethics, we're your go-to resource. We're committed to empowering you with the tech know-how to excel in a rapidly changing world. So grab those headphones and let's dive right in. Welcome to the Tech for Business podcast.
I'm sitting down with Kyle, our president and CEO. I am Kelsey, a member of our marketing team, and we're doing a little bit of a bonus episode because as I was scrolling social media on work time, there was the trending CrowdStrike and Delta going on, which now it's been almost 3 weeks since the CrowdStrike outage. Obviously, there's a lot of things going on with Delta, but high level, can you kind of give me a lay of the land for what's currently going on, why it's still trending?
Well, it's still trending because it disrupted people's lives significantly. So many flights canceled across the globe, and just the overall impact and reach, and the fact that it extended so far beyond just the day of the incident side of it into week sides with it, that it created. Obviously, Delta had a huge financial impact, but then the rolling effect of the financial impact to all these travelers and everybody else that was financially impacted by this as well, by proxy, from that disruption side of that, which is now leading to class action lawsuits coming through. So not really surprising when a major scale of this event, when this kind of things to happen, that people are going to be looking for a financial compensation for these event sides with it, which I'm sure Delta knew was coming, and CrowdStrike definitely knew was coming. It's always the unfortunate thing that comes after these events is the legal ramifications and what happens after when the dust settles from the initial problem. So, which always leads into, you know, the conversation around planning and we call it tabletop exercise, your business, you know, your business continuity plan of how you would potentially allow your business to still service customers in multiple scenarios that you can try to pre-plan for as much as possible to allow for to minimize the disruption size of it. And that's, I think, where the class action is calling out Delta is a failure to plan. And that they're arguing that they're liable because their inability to have a continuance plan in this event.
So even though it was a CrowdStrike product that caused their systems to go down, what they're essentially saying is because you didn't plan to reroute all these flights and to refund and to do whatever action you needed to do in order to make it right, you are now liable in this incident.
Correct. Yep. They're saying they're liable, and they're liable because they're, you know, beyond, people's time obviously is the most valuable aspect side of here. But then there is, again, I'm not an expert on the situation side, but the, I understand like partial refunds, not full refunds, were offered on the other sides with it. And I think they're asking, you know, for full refund size of these and some, you know, repercussions for additional expenses that would come out of this, and very difficult. But there's no simple answer for it. But I mean, there's not surprising that people are looking for something extra out of this. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know that typically we work with companies that aren't as big as Delta, don't have thousands of flights going. But that was part of the reason why I said, hey, let's sit down, let's chat about this. If you're a business owner, what if something like this happened with a trusted technology in your business? Is this something that you should be worried about? You mentioned tabletop plans. So spoilers, it's coming up next. But is there anything specifically, and is there a moment where you go, you really should have a plan, or should everybody have a plan regardless of your business size?
Everybody should have a plan. Everybody should have a plan. I mean, you need to, we don't know what the next thing could be. I mean, this was, you know, an early, obviously it wasn't a cybersecurity related incident side of this. This was a breakdown in process and procedure that exposed a weakness that caused a severe outage side of it. You know, but that's not to say that it couldn't be, you know, a source code violation from a threat actor that creates the problem. It could be, you know, a larger scale hardware. I mean, there's multiple scenarios, obviously. Maybe we can go on endlessly about what it is, but that's kind of the point of around some of these plannings is first kind of understanding and assessing where are our heaviest reliabilities on single vendors within an organization. And obviously for Delta, in this case, CrowdStrike and Microsoft Windows in that scenario covered a large aspect of their ability to service their customer sides of it. And I guarantee it's being reassessed after the fact. But I mean, it's trying to recognize where do we have such a large dependency side that would ultimately prohibit us from servicing in our customers or doing our business operations if this one thing went through. So that's usually the question one. And you can kind of work your way down the line in different aspects of your business and even departmentally where there's key points and technology side of it that are potential hindrances to your business operations. And then it's having more constructive conversations around, okay, if we had a problem here, what would it look like? And then you start penning out or drawing out or thinking out, at least talking out and start documenting what are potential alternatives that we could still operate. You know, some organizations, it's pen and paper. We can move it along in pen and paper, but you would want to have that pre-planned if you're going to move to pen and paper, because doing it retroactively is going to be incredibly costly and very difficult to communicate and everything else to it. So you want the plan of action already as much as possible vetted out to say, if we lose this key piece of technology, we will do this. And other points of conversation is you find ways to say, okay, do we need to have a different blend of those things? So not everything is fully reliant on those. So we could pivot potentially a percent of this over to another aspect side of it. You know, you can do hindsight in this Delta side and say, okay, if they had some Mac OS devices, sides of those, could that also long? It would have in this case. But I mean, that's probably not reality there. But it's just understanding ways you can recover. Sometimes you need to invest into quicker recovery tools. And in some cases, side of it, if we're going to have an outage, what would be our customer service protocol to communicate with our customers, so our service reps are and whoever's customer facing can set customer expectations. That may be what it needs to be. But even having those conversations and knowing when is that trigger, what does it look like? Because you can't leave people guessing, and that just introduces problem. And all those things came up. And I mean, and again, Delta wasn't obviously the only company affected by this. This affected, you know, I know Starbucks nationally had to shut stores and a number of these other things. So there's all aspects of this that, you know, multiple businesses we, you know, there's cities and public sector sides that are affected and government on it. It's just, you know, I think they just recovered faster because, you know, and that's where Delta's getting called out a little bit here, but definitely more planning and identifying these critical systems. How are you going to communicate where it's at? How are you going to escalate it? And how are you going to recover from it? I mean, that's kind of the base framework of why you want that that tabletop. And then you're just going to try to drive through to say, where do we have some hidden vulnerability sides of those and test the assumptions? So sometimes it's just doing the hypotheticals and throwing them out there and just saying, okay, let's say this happened. I mean, you just kind of throw out those hypotheticals, and not just from the IT department, but from business leadership and all aspects, sides of it, to hear those different proponents, because you typically are going to get different perspectives of how that would impact the business side of it. And you may get solutions to continuing that you didn't expect. So you may have somebody that's in a customer service facing role side of it and say, well, we could just, you know, email, or we could do the notes onto this side. As long as we have the ability to take the notes and capture this, we could still continue to, you know, process and at least take their orders. And then we could have a way of notifying them when it's back online. We could re-enter them into the system and then queue it up. I mean, but you need to plan it.
But you need to have plans. So pretty much what I'm hearing is you can either take the time while it's happening and not have all the time to think through that. Well, what if this? Well, what if this? Well, not if everybody, what if nobody has a Mac? Right. Or right. We could poke holes in all of these scenarios all day long. But going from your perspective, it's totally worth the time and getting together multiple departments, multiple leaders at probably a regular cadence to plan and poke holes and go, OK, what I see from the marketing perspective is going to poke different holes than what somebody in our services team sees. So that when it happens, you go, no, we already poked that hole. We already had somebody go, well, that person's on vacation. You can't get a hold of them. Now what? Because when, right, let's say the hurricane's coming through right now down in Florida and you lose power, that's everything losing power. That's not just on the device level getting affected. So essentially what I'm hearing is there's no disaster one size fits all, which means there's no one size fits all plan. So from your perspective, would you recommend, I know you're saying everybody has a plan, so let me reword this a little bit differently. There's a variety of industries. There's a variety of business sizes. Should all of those be A, yes, having a plan, but B, be practicing this plan on the same cadence? Because even though your overall cost may be less if your business is not as big as somebody like Delta, but does that mean that I could potentially shut down your business? And again, I'm like, I'm not the expert in this. I'm just throwing out things, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's all going to, I think your business complexities are going to dictate that as much as anything. I would run under the 80% rule. I mean, if you can, you know, start there. What area would affect 80% or more of your business side of those? I mean, invest that first, because obviously that's what's going to protect the sustainability of your business. And you always have, you know, the errors and omissions and different disruption insurance side, but that there's a limit to that. You don't want it, you know, that's not the answer for, well, we got insurance, because even once they pay, you may not get these customers back after that. So, you know, find those areas where you have the highest return for doing investigations first. If your business is very straightforward and go through those things, you know, we typically say do it once a year. You know, maybe it's every couple of years. If your systems aren't changing, then it's just a matter of, has anything changed? No. Did any major vendors change? No. Okay. The plan's still solid. We'll continue on and operate those sides. We don't have a lot of systems. We don't have a lot of complexities. So your job is a lot easier. But, you know, it may be more just the people aspect side that you want to make sure you shore up. Are there any role changes? Who would need to be involved? Some of the scenario sides are just trivial people things. You know, who calls it? Who says we're in a DR? Who gives final word? And if they're not available, who's next? And if they're not available, who's next? You know, because again, things that are scenarios that are regionalized, those things is, to the hurricane's a good example of that. If everybody's living in the region, they may personally have been affected in their own personal lives by whatever's going on. They may not be available. And what does it look like then? Who's next on the line? Do you have third parties that you could bring in that are maybe outside the region that would be able to, you know, provide the necessary hands and resources because they're not personally affected by whatever's going on? Those are all things to have an understanding and conversations about. Businesses that have a high level of complexity, again, I think you have to assess your return for where the impact is. You know, for for banks, you obviously got to have the banking financial systems online so people can see their, you know, they can see their bank account balance, they can post their payments, they can use their ATM cards. It would be not be a good day for a bank if you can't use your ATM card. So, you know, customers are probably not going to stick around if they're getting declined where they're trying to buy their groceries. So there are key areas you need to protect and definitely view of you to make sure you have a plan to keep that online and operational side with it. But every business is a little different. So I think you just have to step back and look at it for, if I lost this key system, how would it affect my return? How it lost this, lost this, and then focus on those and then try to run through some scenarios of what you could use if that system was not available. What are alternative ways you could still continue to operation and or communicate? If you can't, it is what it is. You can investigate redundancy sides, but then at least have at least your response communications and escalations to mitigate it as fast as possible to restore the operations and get it going.
So what I'm hearing is this is a giant, it depends exercise, which is one of Absolutely. Our favorite phrases. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, just by its very nature, it is, because we don't know what it would be. But I mean, again, there are multiple levels of where it's impacting to the business. But if it's impacting your ability to service who and whatever your customers are, you know, it's something you need to have a plan for in some levels, and very unlikely to cover every possible scenario. But there's a lot of similarities. So again, if you follow the 80% rule, you're going to cover the most highly likely, highly impacting sides of it. And then you could mature and decide we want to knock out that other final 10-20% to cover. But nothing's 100%, but the likelihood, if you're covering those other ones, you probably have the ability to, you know, easily absorb or pivot to handle those smaller percentile ones as well, because there's likely going to be some, you know, uniformity or overlap between those styles of recovery and whatnot.
Definitely. So we covered essentially today really high level what's going on with Delta and CrowdStrike. Disaster Recovery Planning, Business Continuity Disaster Recovery, BCDR is right, the acronym that we throw out, tabletop yep. exercises. Any other last final thoughts or recommendations to any other business owners out there who are reading through all of this lovely news?
No, I think it's just, you know, start thinking about how you have some planning sessions, just being proactive on these things and understanding who your vendors are, what your reliance are on certain key vendors, and or even people or systems internally, you know, making sure you have a solid inventory of those. Don't assume that because it works today, it's just going to work forever. Side of those, there's just a lot of things that are out of people's control nowadays. And again, it could be even Mother Nature at that point. So those risks exist. And our reliance to do our daily work is heavily on technology side of it. So I think it's a worthwhile exercise to go through and try to have these pre-planning sides on it. And I think you ultimately find too, you also start to find some return on the investments as you look at key vendors and those other sides, just through this nature, you may find that you need to look for alternative solutions for some things in your business side of it that maybe will mitigate some risks in some level sides of it because of additional redundancies, different areas of ways to have business continuance that are inherent with just making a platform shift in some levels. So there's a lot of good outtakes from it, but you know, the bottom line is just have, you know, be prepared and go through those things. And I'm sure Delta's had those closed door conversations sides of those saying, we're going to be more prepared the next time, which I think will be the, you know, ultimate takeaway side of those is these very unfortunate incidents are going to lead to, you know, obviously CrowdStrike's made changes in their system sides and how they do things. They've had to redo the process. Microsoft's looking at different ways to, you know, lock down the kernel vetting and maybe find ways to, you know, not have that level of access from third parties, so there's more resiliency in there. You know, so I think at the end of the day, things will always improve, which they usually do coming out of these things. And I'm sure Delta will have our better, quicker recoveries if something like this were to occur in the future, that there won't be multiple week disruptions out of those. But it's, it can be a tough learning exercise to go through those things. So the more you can try to premeditate on it, that's not costly other than, obviously the expense of your time, but I think it's time well spent.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for sitting down, giving the high level. If anybody listening has questions, we love to talk. You can send them our way. You can email us at info@cit-net.com or head on out to our website at cit-net.com/podcast. And we'll be back next week with another regular episode every Wednesday.